This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. As voters begin to wrestle with the idea of legal abortions coming to Ireland, abortion advocates seeking to scrap Pro-Life Amendment 8 are in a panic. After only 1 week of campaign work, a double-digit pro-life swing already puts the race in contention with nearly 3 months to go. That lawsuit seeking to make the Trump administration provide abortion for an incarcerated immigrant teen was a fraud. The teen says she never wanted abortion, but was forced by two Brownsville, Texas attorneys to be part of their abortion litigation effort. A Florida family persuaded their son's doctors to use no sedation as they turned off his respirator. The man struggled and began to breathe, but now their fight is to restore his food and water. This is Life News Radio. Some problems go together. We won't get rid of assisted suicide or euthanasia until we value life to the natural end of life. We won't solve population problems until we separate myths from reality. We won't get rid of abortion until there is a culture that understands freedom and no longer tolerates license. We cannot have prayer and morality in public until there is prayer and morality in the private lives of Christians. Be part of a culture of life. This is Life News Radio. Abortion myths die hard, and one created in the 2005 book Freakonomics is that abortion could stop crime. Used by one journalist while writing about the recent Florida school shooting, the myth tries to excuse how it could be a good thing to kill 1,000 good people by abortion to somehow eliminate one bad person that might commit a violent crime. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.